Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, Dr. Luke will talk with you about the effect of alcohol on families. All societies and cultures have this problem, including Africa. Dr. Luke will start by telling you about a story of Taku. Taku was a 35-year-old man who lived in a large city of South Africa. He was a scientist and worked at a medical university. However, he began to notice that his work was not quite as good as he had hoped. Associated with this concern was the fact that his wife was beginning to tell him that he was drinking too much alcohol. He told her to mind her own business and that he was not drinking too much. Further, he told her she did not understand that he had to drink to get new contracts for his research. He was more irritable at home and at work. Also, he was drinking more and more at work when he had supper parties, which required him to drink. During this time, a friend of his came to him and asked him if he was doing all right. "Why?" Taku asked angrily. He realized this was a good friend who just wanted to help. The next day, he told his friend that he thought he was doing fine but was not too sure. He asked his friend why he had this concern. His friend told him that he noticed at parties that he was drinking more and more. He also noticed that he was more often likely to get into arguments at work. Taku told his friend that he was right, but he did not know what to do. Taku's friend asked him if all of this was affecting his relationship with his wife and his daughter. He said yes. His friend told him that in the past, he had a drinking problem, which almost destroyed his life and family. However, before that happened, something happened which changed his life and gave him the power to overcome drinking alcohol. Taku asked his friend what this was that changed his life. Taku's friend told him first he went to the doctor to make sure that his body had been adversely affected by so much alcohol intake. Taku's friend told him that first he went to the doctor to make sure that his body had not been adversely affected by so much alcohol intake. He recommended Taku to do the same. So Taku made an appointment to see the doctor. Taku saw the doctor who talked with him, examined and did some tests. After all of these results came back to the doctor, the doctor told Taku that his health was generally good and he had no serious problems from the alcohol intake. However, the doctor told Taku that his health would be seriously hurt in the future if he continued to drink as much as he was currently drinking. The doctor told Taku that family therapy research has shown that there are certain predictable patterns that occur in families, and being aware of these patterns can help us to understand and deal with family events in a more helpful way. First, the doctor told Taku, research has shown that most families naturally operate in ways that help to preserve stability. We must realize that some of the things that we do in our families are conscious attempts to take care of the family, and that some things that we do are unconscious. Sometimes we do things and then only later realize the full impact of our actions. The doctor gave Taku this example of families. Imagine that you have a family of a mother, a father, and a child. The father has a problem with drinking too much alcohol. Because of his alcoholism, he does not take responsibility for very many household activities, nor does he take responsibility for helping to pay bills. Since he does not take this responsibility, the mother and the child have learned to take on more responsibility. The child helps more with household chores, and the mother takes care of making sure that the bills are paid and that the family continues to function. The mother and child may tend to talk about family decisions among themselves and not even consult the alcoholic father because he is usually not involved or can't provide helpful input. This family has achieved some type of balance around the problem of the father's alcoholism. Taku thought this all very interesting and wondered if his wife and daughter were functioning like this. The doctor continued the story. Now imagine that the father stops drinking. He begins to take much more active role in family activities. Now he wants to help make family decisions regarding finances or activities. He takes an interest in these activities and expects his wife and child to honor his role as the husband and father. Now remember, this wife and child are not accustomed to this. Perhaps they have questions as to whether his alcoholism recovery will last or not. Perhaps they simply have not learned to trust his judgment about family issues. At any rate, his having stopped drinking has disrupted the family balance. Changing one element in the mobile has thrown it off balance. Now, the family members have to adjust to achieve balance once again. Taku would certainly like for his wife and daughter have the opportunity to have a husband and father who did not drink so much. The doctor continued, "Of course the mother and the children are very happy that the father has stopped drinking. But this change in the father's creates." The doctor continued, "Of course the mother and the children are very happy that the father has stopped drinking. But this change in the father creates some difficulties and need for adjustment in them. Sometimes, they are able to make these adjustments. Sometimes, families have more difficulty adjusting. We might imagine that the mother may feel some resentment when the father tries to take over some of her previous role. The child is accustomed to going to their mother when they need help with a decision. It may be somewhat difficult for them to go to their father." Again, Taku wondered if this is what was really happening in his family. "Could he change?" he asked the doctor. The doctor said yes, but he went on to say that this example is just one of many ways that families have to adjust to a change in one family member. Sometimes, the change will involve a negative change, such as a parent losing their job and being home more. Sometimes, however, the change may not be positive or negative, but just different. An example of this would be when a child moves into adolescence. Even though this change is normal and expected, it requires adjustments in all the members of the family. The doctor at this point suggested to Taku that he go home and be honest with his wife about the changes that were going on in their lives and his need to stop drinking so much. Then start a plan as to how to address these changes. That would be a good start. Taku agreed with this plan. The next day at work, he and his friend discussed about the visit to the doctor. Taku told him it was helpful, but he wanted to know what it was that made his friend stop drinking. His friend told him it was not an idea or medicine, but rather the person of Jesus Christ. Coming to know Jesus as his personal Savior gave him a new life where he did not want to drink alcohol. Jesus Christ, gave him new meaning and purpose. Taku asked his friend how this happened. He said that it happened because he came to realize that he was a sinful person and separated from God because of his sin. He took his Bible and opened it up and read, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and are justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Psalms 51, 1-5. Taku's friend said King David wrote this about 3,000 years ago. It is this sin, Taku's friend said, which separates us from God. By believing in Jesus Christ, we have new life in Christ as our sins are forgiven, and we have a new life in Jesus Christ and can now approach God. In another place in the Bible, Taku's friend showed him where it read, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Romans 5, 1. Taku wanted this peace, as he knew alcohol did not give him the peace he wanted, either inside himself, with his family, or with work. How could he get that peace? Taku asked his friend. Taku's friend turned to another place in the Bible, which read, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Romans 10, 9. Taku's friend told him that if he believed this, he would have Jesus as his Savior to save him from his sin. Taku wanted this salvation. Taku's friend asked him to pray after him the following prayer. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I have sinned against you. I also believe that I deserve my punishment of eternal death for my sin. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, and that after you died 3 days later, you rose from the dead to show your victory over sin. I ask that you come into my life and save me from my sins and be my Savior and Lord of my life. Amen." After praying this, Taku had a new joy and purpose as he felt his sins lifted from his life. This new purpose and joy gave him the desire to not drink as much, and slowly over time, he stopped drinking completely. His family also was changed with a greater purpose and joy in life. You too can have the same joy and purpose as Taku if you will just ask Jesus into your life as Taku and believe what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.